Previously on Into the Portal.
I'm here on a mission to find a very important person who is meant to help me save the galaxy. The portal caster is going nuts! Bubbles, it looks like you're meant to be a starkeeper.
I can't help you just yet.
Why not? We're talking about saving the universe here.
Well, you see, I've already got a mission. I leave tonight, actually.
But I'm coming with you. And I'm keeping your portal caster for now. I'm not supposed to give it to you until you're ready to join us.
Leo, let's do this.
Remind me why we're walking through the forest in the dead of night again? It seems like the worst time to walk through the forest. Not just this forest, but any forest.
We have to walk at night so we can see the light. Oh, I'm a poet, and I didn't know it. Oh, there I go again.
Please stop.
I can't stop, or else I'll pop.
If you pop, does that mean you can't talk anymore?
You could be right, and that's a fright.
Not for me, it's not.
Why so serious, Mr. Mysterious?
Bubbles, please! You're killing me! Seriously, why are we traveling at night?
I told you! We travel at night so we can see the light!
That's not an answer! The sun is full of light and would light up this... Ow! Not so smooth road. A lot better than that little thing you've got around your neck.
This light is what matters when there's disasters.
Bubbles! That wasn't even good grammar! Please, can you just explain? What do you do with the light? What is the purpose of this mission?
Okay. Sorry. Rhyming is just so much fun! Remember, this light is the light of Lockley. My mission is to take this piece and share it with others.
Okay, but why do you have to share it?
It's the best source of goodness and power we have. My necklace is a small piece from the bigger source of light in my village. I'm supposed to take this piece to our neighbors so they can have the light as well. It will protect them against the darkness.
Okay, that's nice and all, but what's going to protect us in the darkness? Which, once again, you still haven't explained why.
Be patient. I'm getting to that. We have to follow the light in the darkness so it can lead us to who needs it most.
How does it do that?
Ah! Leo, help! Help! This tree's got me!
Hang on, Bubbles. When I became a starkeeper, I got these awesome fire powers. I'll take care of that tree.
Ah! Wait, what are you doing? You're gonna hit me!
I know what I'm doing, I think. Don't worry, I'll get you free.
No, Leo, please, it's not working.
Take that tree, and that, and... Ow, that hurt. Okay, Bubbles, you're right. This is making the tree mad.
I have a plan. Just distract it.
Hey, tree! Why do trees hate riddles? Because they get stumped! What is happening? That looked like it was dead and it was super angry 2 seconds ago, and now it's blooming flowers and it looks happy. It went from a dead rotting tree that attacked you to a happy blooming tree that is not attacking you. What is going on?
Yep, it's pretty cool. But I'd still like to get far away now, so let's go, please.
This still isn't making sense to me. You hummed, there was some weird glowing, and then the tree dropped you and just started blooming.
Yep, That's the power of the light. Isn't it cool?
Uh-huh. That's neat. Really. My fire did absolutely nothing, and your light fixed everything. Sure, why not? So, how far is this place anyways? Are we almost there?
I'm sure we're close. It can't be that far.
And what exactly are we supposed to be doing when we get there? You'll give them the light and they grow flowers? What's the point of that?
That's not all it does. It brings the power to heal and grow and bring joy and happiness and rainbows to the town.
Can it at least power spaceships? That'd be something useful, at least.
Just stick with me and you'll understand, I promise. And as we walk, why don't you tell me about those fire powers? You've been holding out on me.
Yeah, about that. We've been walking for way longer than you said we would.
It's just a little farther, I promise.
You promised me that hours ago. I'm hungry and my feet hurt. It's been getting brighter out here for a while. You can't even see where the light or whatever is leading us. All there is to see is this disgusting dead swampland you've led us into.
I can still see the light. I know where we're going, and it's going to be great.
Enough with the happy clappy. We're lost. Just a little farther, you said. We're almost there, you said. You were wrong.
That's not fair.
I think it's perfectly fair. Just admit it. You don't know what you're doing.
I do know what I'm doing. It's just not happening the way I thought it was supposed to. I really thought we'd be there by now. The light is supposed to show us the way.
Whatever. I'm not going any farther until you come up with a proper plan.
But we're almost there.
What are you doing?
I'm thinking. Oh, I have an idea. Here.
Here what?
Take the light of Lockley. I've been squinting trying to see the light for so long. I think my eyes are tired. Maybe new eyeballs will help.
I don't think this is going to help. I don't even live in Lockley and... Oh. Oh, wow. I see. Bubbles, I see it.
Oh, I knew it. I just knew it. My brain is tired and fuzzy from concentrating so hard. We just needed your fresh brain and eyes.
Who knew? But now what? It's still kind of hard to tell where to... What? What is happening? Bubbles, do you see this?
Oh, my fuzzy horses! I do see it! Oh, wow, that's so amazing!
I don't understand what's happening.
The light can change things, just like it brought that tree to life earlier.
Does it happen to change whoever's using it too? Because I feel different inside.
Yes, exactly. It started to change everything around us. It brings the dead trees and grass and flowers back to life. And it started to work on you.
Oh, wow. I wasn't paying attention, but now that you mention it, it's much more alive than it was before. That tree has leaves again. Crazy. So, I guess we just keep following the pretty path?
Yes, we do! Do you want to keep holding on to the light?
No. You better hold on to it. It's your mission, after all. But does that mean I'll lose this feeling inside of me?
Not at all. The more time you spend close to the light, the more that feeling will grow. But once it starts changing what's inside of you, you can't lose it.
Good, because I kind of like this feeling.
That's great!
So, can you tell me more about what the light does?
I don't fully understand all its power, but I do know it brings dead things back to life, it softens the hardest hearts, and it gives people a sense of joy and peace.
Well, if that's all true, I don't know why anyone wouldn't want the light.
I know, right?
What was that?
It sounds like a cute little pupper looking for a friend.
I don't think that's a cute widow pupper. I think it's a big, fierce, angry wolfalope.
Oh, we don't have wolfalopes here.
Oh, thank goodness. You don't want to mess with those guys.
We have wolf bats.
Wolf? Does that fly?
Only when they're cute widow puppers. Then they get bigger and they're too heavy to fly.
Then those definitely don't sound like puppers. Those sound like big, angry, grown-up wolf bats. I knew traveling in the dark was a bad idea.
Oh, they aren't so scary. Much better than the spider cat. Those are terrifying.
Spider cats? What's a spider cat?
It's about what it sounds like. A 4-foot big cat with 8 legs and huge fangs. Ick. They're so yucky.
I don't want to run into a spider cat. I don't like spiders.
Then you would definitely hate spider cats. They're such angry, scary balls of fur and legs, and they spit up these giant fur balls. Ugh, yuck. Actually, I bet panthers are related to spider cats, now that I think about it.
Hey, I do not have a fur ball problem. Bubbles, these wolf bat things are right on top of us. We need a plan. When I count to 3, you tuck and roll to the right, and I'll climb this tree, and then...
Hush now, little puppers. You don't have to be scared. We are nice, and we can be your friends.
What are you doing? Why are you singing? That song is terrible.
Sweet puppers, this song is for you. Just ignore the silly panther with no manners.
Hey!
We are just passing through to take this light to our neighbors. Would you like to see our light? You can have some too.
This is so weird. I mean, would you like to see our light? You can have some too.
Oh, very good, Leo. Keep going. You can sing the next verse.
That was a verse? What kind of song is this? Nice big wolf bats. We hope you don't mind letting us through your dark, scary woods. They are super neat.
You're doing great, Leo. It's working.
So big, cool wolf bats. Could we keep going without you eating us? We promise not to mess with anything because it's so dark we can't see anything to mess with. In fact, if you could help point us in the right direction, I'm pretty sure we are most definitely lost.
We are definitely not lost, but you could still come with us anyway. That was a good idea. Then we can be super best friends, the puppers and us.
What is happening? There's so much light now. When did that happen?
We were singing about joy and peace, which helps the light grow and lets others share in the warm fuzzies.
So you can spread the power of light with weird singing? Can we even call that singing?
Wasn't it lovely? You sang such a good verse.
Thanks.
And look, the sweet winter puppers are happy now too. How wonderful.
You know, they aren't so scary in the light.
See? I told you. Okay, bye. Maybe you can come with us next time and we can be super best friends. Bye.
Bye, I guess. Oh, man. The light is already fading.
Yes, but it's still here and it's still leading the way. And we're so close. Look how many flowers have bloomed out of the dead swamp.
Hey, is that thing going to work on any scary thing we come across?
No. Not everyone likes to hear about the light.
That seems crazy. But what do we do if that happens?
Oh, we run.
Good to know.
Most super definitely. We shouldn't be far now. In fact, I bet the town is just around that bend up there.
Hey, Bubbles.
Yes, Leo?
I'm sorry I got angry earlier. Before the wolf bats, I mean.
Oh, I already forgave you, Leo. You just needed a new perspective. Besides, being so close to the light makes it really hard to be mad at you. It makes me feel too full of joy.
The light really changed my heart. I wasn't expecting that. But I'm glad. Thanks for forgiving me.
Absolutely, my new very favorite panther friend. Now, I've got very good news.
What's that?
We're here!